Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The St. Cloud woman killed in a stabbing over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Hallie Tobler, the daughter of former St. Cloud City Council member and past candidate for Governor Jeff Johnson. Investigators believe she was fatally stabbed by her husband. Maggie Royer is with Violence Free Minnesota.
We always think about who the person was, what their life was like. People are not just statistics. They're not numbers. They leave behind so many family members, so many loved ones.
Last year, there were 31 confirmed domestic violence homicides in Minnesota. The acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Todd Lyons, testified before a House committee today on federal operations in Minnesota. Lyons was asked by Texas Republican August Pfluger about cooperation with local authorities.
Unfortunately, sir, in the beginning of the Minneapolis operation, we didn't see any cooperation at the state or the local level, whether it be from the Minneapolis Police Department or the Minnesota State Police, which led to ICE officers and agents, as well as our other federal partners, pretty much having to defend themselves from whatever impediment, riots, or protests.
Were they told by local elected officials not to cooperate?
Yes, sir.
Lyons said death threats against ICE agents have risen by 8,000%. Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman announced he will return to the Senate when the legislative session begins Tuesday. Hoffman has been recovering following the shooting on June 14th that injured him and his wife Yvette in their Champlin home. House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed that same morning. Hoffman said he will participate in all legislative sessions and committee hearings moving forward. Above normal temps are expected in Minnesota for about the next week. Joe Struess of the National Weather Service says it will warm up statewide this weekend.
Latest forecast across the state shows highs in the upper 30s across the northern portion of the state on Friday and across the southern portion of the state, 40s out there. So, you know, certainly, like I said, a bit of a thaw, and it looks like that carries over into our weekend as well.
However, the warm temps might not last. Struess says some models suggest there might be a cool down in the second half of February. In other headlines, a 37-year-old woman is facing several charges after a domestic incident Monday night. Police say Winona Ness barricaded herself inside a home after a man escaped. Officers used de-escalation tactics and a canine before taking her into custody. She was taken to a hospital, then booked on assault and obstruction charges. Governor Walz is highlighting how the presence of ICE is impacting small businesses in Minnesota. Walz spoke at a Twin Cities small business this morning.
We're here today to highlight the economic impact, and this is going to take some time as it shakes out. And it will be an ongoing rolling hit that is happening to these businesses. And Saeed just mentioning, we just want to get back to do what we do best, normal, cook food for our neighbors, make some money, and go on about our lives.
Walz says they plan to unveil a relief package later this week to help businesses impacted by the presence of ICE. And Duluth curlers Corey Dropkin and Corey TC are bringing home Olympic silver in mixed doubles after falling to Sweden 6-5 in today's final in Italy. It's the first ever U.S. mixed doubles medal, and TC becomes the first American woman to medal in curling. This is MNN.